Everybody in here knows who Allen Ginsberg is. Sometimes you have to ask. In fact, I read this poem at a reading at a college. And after the reading, somebody came up to me and said they had been in the elevator. And some of the kids going in the elevator said, "I really like that reading, but I especially like that Alec Guinness poem." So, sometimes you have to give an introduction who Allen Ginsberg is. I'll tell you. He was like the 60s guy that did with Burroughs and On the Road, that Kerouac, and he was the poet. Well, actually, he was the one that began it all with the publication of Howl, that got the FBI confiscated all the copies of Howl. Remember that? And the New York Times wrote it up the next day that the FBI had confiscated when Howl arrived on the docks. It had been printed in England. And when it arrived on the docks here, the FBI, because it had foul language in it, and they confiscated it, and the New York Times put it in the headlines the next day, and there went a million sales of, once again, the FBI did it. A great success story. And then he led all the, you know, political struggles during the 60s and the drugs and all that. Well, anyway, now Allen Ginsberg wears a suit all the time and a tie. And he's, of course, one of our great living poets. And I wrote this poem called Allen Ginsberg. Once Allen Ginsberg stopped to pee at a bookstore in New Jersey. But he looked like a bum, not like the miracle-laden Christ with electric atom juice, not like the one whose brain is a river in which was plunked the stone of the world, the one bathing fluid to wash away 25,000-year half-lives. He was dressed as a bum. He had wobbled on a pea-heavy bladder in search of a gas station, a dime store with a quarter booth, a Chinese restaurant, when he came to that grocery store of dreams. Chunks of Baudelaire's skin glittered in plastic, his eyes in sets innocent as the unhoused eyes of a butchered cow. In a dark corner, Rambo's genitals hung like jerky, and the milk of Whitman's breasts drifted in a carton, dry as talcum. He wanted to pee and lay his head on the cool stacks, but the clerk took one look and thought of the buttocks of clean businessmen squatting during lunch hour, the thin flanks of pretty girls buying poetry for school. Behind her, faintly, the deodorized bathroom. She was the one at the gate protecting civilization. He turned, walked to the gutter, unzipped his pants, and peed. Do you know who that was? A man from the back came forth. And soon she was known as the woman in the store on Main who said no to Allen Ginsberg. And she is proud. So proud she told me this story, pointing to the spot outside, as if still flowed that holy stream.